With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The once powerful Hurricane Beryl has been downgraded to a tropical storm, currently moving toward the coast of Texas. Earlier, the storm was one of the most powerful ever to hit Jamaica. Yvette Silvera, executive director of the nonprofit international relief agency Food for the Poor in Jamaica, says all 14 of the parishes there were hit hard.
In St. Catherine, Clarendon, Manchester, and St. Elizabeth. And the reports that we have on the ground is that a number of persons have experienced loss of roof and flooding. And there is concern, there is even more concern, because there is a developing weather system as we speak that is heading towards us that will bring additional rain.
And if you would like to assist Food for the Poor's emergency efforts in Jamaica, text the word Jamaica to 51555 for a donation link. Also, at srnnews.com, foreign policy expert Dan Senor says it's disappointing most people seem to be oblivious to the fact that Americans are among the hostages being held by Hamas.
There are American citizens not being held in a prison in Russia, except for Evan Gershkowitz. There are American citizens being held in the dungeons in Gaza. And we're going to blink, and this is like giving me chills right now. We're going to blink, and it's going to be a year.
And he says Israel may try to convince Palestinians support new leadership in Gaza.
Building up other Palestinians to play leadership roles in parts, not all, in parts of Gaza. And so maybe that in and of itself would put pressure on Sinwar, because suddenly people start to see an alternative future, an alternative reality, and someone may say, well, Sinwar is the obstacle.
President Biden using a TV interview to reject taking an independent medical evaluation that would show voters he is up for serving another term in office. The 81-year-old was interviewed by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. This is SRN News. Tractor Supply has abandoned the LGBT agenda.
The chain bills itself as America's largest rural lifestyle retailer, and it has finally decided to listen to its customers. Tractor Supply has issued a news release announcing it will no longer sponsor gay pride parades or be involved in LGBT voting campaigns, opting instead to, quote, represent the values of the communities and customers we serve. The company says its woke agenda sparked outrage amongst its patrons. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's top education official is ordering public schools to incorporate the Bible into lessons from grades 5 through 12. State Superintendent Ryan Walters issuing the memo to school superintendents across the state last month. That directive, the latest effort by conservatives to incorporate religious values into public schools that are becoming increasingly chaotic. This is SRN News. Well, police say two people have been killed, three others wounded in violence in Southern California. Police have arrested a 26-year-old Huntington Beach resident on suspicion of murder and attempted murder.
It's heartbreaking. It's just tragic. Just whether I know them personally or not, just something you hate to hear happen to anybody.
Al Pacella lives in the neighborhood and says friends were just getting together, having fun.
We're just a get-together, just in the courtyard. It's something they do every year and periodically throughout the summer. Just get together with the neighbors and some local friends that live in the neighborhood and just laying off some fireworks and a lot of food. And
shootings and other violence during the extended 4th of July weekend, leaving at least 33 people dead, dozens wounded nationwide. In Chicago, there have been 11 people killed. More details at srnnews.com.